Changing gears now, we welcome in Joe Sukra joining us on behalf of Hope Embraced. Joe, thanks for taking some time for us in the studio today, and how the heck are you?
Doing well. Wasn't that a wonderful rain?
Oh, we were blessed with that rainfall. I don't think there's anything quite as therapeutic as a nice rainfall, is there?
Well, you know, to have it come so gently, so every drop was able to soak in.
Yep.
It wasn't a downpour, and wasn't a lot of wind and damage.
It wasn't a storm, you know? It was just
a nice watering.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
For folks that are listening, Joe, and are not aware, tell us about what Hope Embraced is and what you provide here in our community.
Well, Hope Embraced, we used to be Youth for Christ, and we started our own local 501c3, and just because there were things that were outside the requirements of Youth for Christ that we wanted to do in regards to age category.
Sure.
So,
and continuing ministry.
Yes, continuing, excuse me, what we've done with Youth for Christ and working with teenagers, but also the ability to work with younger children, and also as people would age out of the teen years, to continue into young adult ministry as well. So I'd say one of the exciting things that's happening, and I don't remember what we talked about the last time we were here, but there's just been some neat stuff happening with jail ministry.
Oh, sure.
We had an inmate. We had actually had contact with him years ago. He had become institutionalized as a teenager and just had come to a point where he was just so tired of failing when he gets out of jail or prison, and just, you know, drugs were always there, and drugs became a way out for him, and had a chance to connect with him again. He recognized his need for a long-term treatment. We talked about a long-term Christian treatment facility, and he took the initiative to once the ball got suggested, to get it rolling. And he is now at a Salvation Army treatment center, and we're so thankful for that.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, it took him a lot of years to get to where he is now. And I said, you know, you can't just go to some, you know, 30-day program and expect that to work. So we're just praying that the transformation in his mind will take place. But
it's never too late. It's never too late.
No, as long as you're living and breathing and still alive, God is a God of second chances.
And amen. Well, 12th and 18th,
yeah,
and 20th chances too. And
yeah. And my daughter was with a group of well, it was when she was a child, and we have a quizzing program in our church denomination, and she was at the national quiz off, or world quiz off, I don't know what it was, in Florida, and they went to one of those places, you know, where they have the whales and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she brought me back a necklace that had a whale tail on it.
Oh, how cool.
So I painted on that, Jonah was here. Just kind of as a reminder when I wear that God is that God of second chances.
But how comical, too, at the same time. I love it. That's hysterical.
Well, anyway, this first inmate, he was sharing with another inmate, and this inmate wanted to talk to me. So we set up an appointment, and he said, you know, I'm looking for a religion. And I said, I'm not really into religion that much, but I think you'll find that a relationship with God will get you a lot further than religion will. So I gave him a Bible, and he was just so thankful for that, just eating up, you know, the scripture. And what's interesting is when somebody is so unfamiliar with the church and with Christianity, and he referred to the Bible as that book, you know, didn't even know to call it a Bible, but he was sure reading it and sharing that with other inmates. And he talked about just, you know, he'd start out his mornings kind of leaning his head back in the sink and splashing water on his face and just praying that would become holy water that would cleanse him. And I said, Do you ever think about baptism?
Is it actual cleansing water? Yeah.
No, that would be great. So we've got a date scheduled to do a baptism with him, and I appreciate the jail accommodating that, and Bill Crooks, that's been doing jail ministry, has a setup with a tank that we can pull into the Sallyport, and Bill has baptized some of the inmates as well.
Oh, wow.
But he says, you know, each inmate that's baptized, we have a permanent mark, and we have them sign the tank. So
that's awesome.
It'll be fun to put another name on there.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to give a tip of the cap as well to our Lincoln County, our detention center, our sheriff's office, and their staff. None of this would be possible if we didn't have a county that allowed these sort of things and a sheriff that advocates for them as Jerome does.
Yes.
And understands the importance of this process.
You know, there was a wonderful news clip on KNOP a few days ago, a few nights ago.
Yeah, I saw that. Speaking of discipleship, yeah. Jerome himself is a disciple.
Going to, was it Ecuador or someplace.
I can't remember where it was.
But anyway, he has done a mission trip to this area. I think he said this is his 10th trip
down
there.
I think that's right, yeah.
So, but Jerome knows that the best way to keep inmates from coming back, you know, in other words, rearrested and spending time at the Crossbar Hotel, yeah, is that life change.
Yep.
And so he is very supportive of those that go in. And back to our number two inmate, he has been sharing with other inmates and wanting to start a Bible study in his pod. So
that's awesome.
He's trying to get the interests rounded up. He's got three guys, and he wants to get that number up to 10.
So. Where two or three are gathered.
That's right. You might just keep him in your prayers that God would use him. And another thing that I just want to thank, there's an individual in the community that provides Bibles for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to trying to figure out how many Bibles we have given away. And it is probably over 200 Bibles.
Wow.
That we
great.
Have given to inmates, and people in recovery, and teenagers. You know, just a great ministry this person has. May never see the people that get a Bible, but because of him, it's in their hands, and he's played a really important role there.
Now, Joe, we do need to wrap up, but before we do so, would you take a moment and lead us in prayer, if you don't mind, for our great nation, our city, especially as we approach Nebraska Land Days and our nation after the tragedy that occurred for our friends in Texas yesterday?
That's right. And just before I pray, I want to announce the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast.
Yes, I'm excited. I talked to Mayor Kelleher about this just this time last week. We were talking about this off the air. I'm awfully excited.
Yes. Bob and Margene Ferris will be speaking, and Bob is a former mayor. He was the youngest ever elected to mayor in North Platte. So that'll be exciting. It's Thursday, June 16th, 7 a.m. at the Ramada, and tickets are available. I have some. If somebody wants to call me, I'd sure be willing to hook you up with them. They're $15, and that covers the breakfast at Ramada.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
Let's do pray. God, wow. You've blessed us with this wonderful rain, and we've needed it so badly. We think of the fires and the firefighters, and God, I thank you for KODY and their effort to have people bring in water and supplies to help these people who give everything, God, willing to even put their lives at risk for our protection. So God, just thank you for what this rain does to put an end to these fires. And thank you, God, for just the way you love. But God, our hearts grieve as we think about these shootings, and especially the latest one at this grade school. What a tragedy, God. Lord, we have no idea how many individuals are like this shooter that are walking around just on the edge of something setting them off. And so, God, I just pray for answers, God. It's got to be more than just trying to make it harder to buy a gun, but there needs to be something happen in the minds and the souls of these people who are so troubled. So, God, I just pray that you would help those who are trying to pass laws and those who are in the mental health profession, and those who see the red flags, just that we could have a better way of dealing with people before these incidents occur. God, we look at the elections that are happening all over the nation, and Father, we see so much contention within a party, God, and I just pray, God, that there would be a more unified spirit, that we would look at where our country's going and say, you know, this isn't the right direction, and we need more than just the right politicians to fix it. We need you, God. So I pray that people would be seeking you, realizing if we want your blessing, we need to, more than just ask for it, we need to submit ourselves to your will. May that happen. Bless the station, Lord. Bless each listener. Bless Tristan. May he have a great day today. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Joe. Always a pleasure. And if folks want to get in contact with you, learn more about the ministry, learn more about Hope Embraced, and potentially get some of these Mayor's Prayer Breakfast tickets, how can they do so?
Well, call me at 308-530-1273.
And if you didn't have a pen handy, not to worry. We always have Joe's information here at the studio, so you can just give us a ring, and we'd be happy to pass that along. Thanks so much, Joe. Look forward to seeing you again at this time next month, my friend.
All right. Have a great day.